السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا نبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن، صدق الله العظيم. Very popular ayat of the Quran. That's not my topic. I chose that particular ayat to start off my bayan because when Wana Naeem Motala, my good student and friend, requested me to speak, since then till now, over a month now, I've been debating in my mind, what do I talk about? And as the days were passing, Allah inspired me that Ramadan is the month in which Allah sent the Quran down. Agreed? What is the objective? Hudal linnas. Allah made the Quran a source of hidayat for the entire mankind. Agreed? Now, what I've decided to do is look at the Quran itself, couple of places here and there, and take inshallah some lessons. I'll start off with a particular dua which you find in the Quran in the first para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. About three ayats after that. What is the source of this particular ayat for us to get an idea? The source is first Ibrahim alayhi salam making some special dua. I'll discuss with now inshallah al-Aziz. But when you go to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he told the sahaba ikram, I am the result of the dua made by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. This is another issue where we all know or supposed to know the very first creation of Allah is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Long discussion. Allah told Adam alayhi salam, hey Adam, had I not created Muhammad, I would not have created you. Had I not created Muhammad, I would not have created the universe. That's another topic on its own. The point I'm trying to share here with you is, all the Anbiya came, Allah used only one Nabi to start the actual program. In which respect? Allah used Ibrahim alayhi salam to make dua to Allah, that Allah must send Muhammad in this world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beauty is, when was the occasion when this dua was made? The beauty is as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to build the Kaaba. Another long discussion. The Kaaba is now complete. Ready? Father and son are standing in one particular corner of the Kaaba. What is that location? Obviously, will be Hajar Aswad Multazam. Because the whole Kaaba, the site is sacred. But one particular corner carries the highest value in terms of significance. Right? So father and son are standing here. This job has been accomplished. Another one sabak in between for all of us to learn. When Allah Jalla Shanu said, Ibrahim, build for me the holy Kaaba, the building. I want you to visualize those of us who have been to Makkah Muazzama. Remove all the hotels. Take them out. Maybe you have seen some sketches of artist impression. What Makkah must have been like 6,000 years ago or so. We have seen some images, artist impression, and it's very close to that. There was nothing. He told, build my house. If you are, and I are told to do a particular task, what is the first question that we will raise? Where is the material and the tools which I will use to construct or develop or make this particular, right? He is told, okay, Ibrahim, build the Kaaba. No question. No coronation brick and tile. No cement factory. No, what's his name? Harun, all right, that just decking, you know, just decking. No scaffolding, nobody, nothing. Zilch. Wallahi, you and I will put 10 objects in front. Allah, where's that? Allah tells in the Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam by nature was one who will carry out a command without question. I'll show that just now, inshallah, for you. He didn't ask a simple question. Long story short, Allah alone knows how long father and son took to collect all those rocks. The rocks are the same shape. Bricks, mashallah, beautiful. Rocks are not the same shape. Now to go and collect all those rocks and put them together one above the other, you think it's easy? I wonder how many times they fell down. No cement, nothing, no bostik or whatever. But Allah says in the Quran, لا يكلف الله. What's after that? Nafsan. Allah will never burden you with anything that's impossible. Tick. Anyway, mashallah, Allah alone knows. They got no wheelbarrow, no tool. They're walking up and down distance and they're bringing, mashallah, he came to a point, his height. He never asked a single question from them till this moment. When it went beyond him, he cannot go any higher. Perhaps he kept one rock there, stood on top, kept moving, and now, difficult to place two rocks one above the other because the shape is different. Then he said, Allah, now I am helpless. I have come to a point where I have done what was within my power. Now I leave it to you. And Allah sent the famous stone tick. Alright, long story short, the Baytullah is now ready. It's complete. Father and son stand by Baytullah. The father is leading the son in dua. Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرَفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. When Ibrahim raised the foundation together with his son of the Kaaba, what did he say? Sabak for all of us here. In total humility, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Understand this, my friends. I asked all my ulama friends, and up to now, ek nahi job nahi diya, I'm asked nahi motala, inshallah. He's got a huge library there, perhaps he got all the students, I want to put them on the job. This is my request to you. Research and come back how long it must have taken father and son, the time-wise, to put up the Baytullah. I didn't find the answer up to now. Put myself and yourself in the same situation. Wallahi, I take Qasam Quran in my hand. You and I will pull our collar up. Hey, I did that. Father and son are standing. Father leads and father says, Allah, our effort that we put in putting up the structure, Allah accepted. What a nice sabak. I don't think there's anybody in this dunya today or will be born on Qiyamah day, that will be able to fulfill that kind of command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah jalla shanu ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to fulfill. Icon. Big sub. Allah put that here for you and me to learn. Never at any time, any good that you do, never feel proud. If you donated or built something, thank Allah for using you in that particular task. When the job is Allah, Rabbana taqabbal, minnatik, alright. Then, Allahu Akbar, it's an important place. He continues, Rabbana waja'alna muslimain laka. Oh our Rabb, the two of us who are standing here now. First I'll read this way. Oh Allah, oh our Rabb, make both of us Muslim. When they're not Muslim, when you want to become something, that's Allah, make me that. When they Musalman, yes or no? Yes, they were. Then what is the meaning of this word Muslim here? Of God? You see, Allah, up to now, my son and myself have submitted to your will. Islam means submission to Allah's will. A Musalman is one who submits to Allah's will. Understand that. Allah says one place in the Quran, Inna deena inda Allah is Islam. Indeed, the way of life is Islam, meaning our behavior and conduct must be subjected to Allah's will. That's called Islam. And Allah says, Huwa sammakumul muslimin. Allah is the one that named you Musliman. He gave you the name. What's the meaning of that? Muslim is he who submits to Allah's will. Father and son are standing here, they're not saying me as Musliman. Musliman would mean, up to now Allah, we have submitted to your command. Allah, you ensure you maintain this, you maintain this condition until eternity. I'll give you two examples of the submission here. Think of that moment first. Ibrahim alayhi salam is told, okay, Ibrahim, take your wife Hadra and your son Ismail and leave them X place. And what was there for survival? Nothing. They had one small container of water, bag, and one lunch pack, one pot course, kalas. Leave them and go. You think it was easy? Did not the question run in his mind, Ka Allah, you asked me to leave them here, wadin, ghayri, zara'in, there's nothing here for survival, icon, amanji, no water at all. The thought went through, but never asked. This is Allah's will, so be it. And when he leaves from there, the wife says, Ibrahim, you're leaving us here? She kept on questioning, and Allah told Ibrahim, don't speak one word to her. She kept on questioning until she raised the $1 million question. Ibrahim, is this the will of Allah? He could not talk, so what did the gentleman quickly? He nodded his head. And his back is towards her. What was her response? When this is the will of Allah, I submit to Allah's will. Whatever the result, I submit. Chapter closed. Can you see now? The husband, she knows, is doing this with Allah's will. I am his wife. I will follow my husband and submit to Allah's will. Okay? Acha, let's go. 10 years down the line, Allah Ta'ala says, Ibrahim, now go meet your wife and child. See how I took care of them. And he got the shock of his life. Shock of his life. Allah Akbar. There's Abadi people living here. And there's a famous line, Moana, I learned in primary school. Absence make the heart grow. Complete, come on, man. Ustad sitting here. Absence make the heart grow. Ponder. 10 years, Allahu Akbar, didn't see wife and son. See? And now when his eyes and gaze fall on them, Allahu Akbar. The love for the wife and more for the child, the way it came gushing in. Container, the heart is a container. And the container, when you add something in, what happens, gentlemen, quickly? It must release something that's in there to make place for this new thing. Am I correct? Come on. So when this love entered full force, it affected Allah's muhabbat in the container of his heart. It didn't take long, maybe 1-2 days. And Allah showed in the dream, which implied, Ki Ibrahim, your love was only for me. And now the love of your son has affected my place in your heart. So that which has affected your heart in terms of my muhabbat, you are now going to slaughter it with your own hand. Can you understand, my friend? Then when he tells the son, Ki, oh my son, inni ara fil manam, oh my son, I saw in my dream, I'm slaughtering you. Think about it. Thandur. Think. Mada tara, and tell me what's your opinion. Kuffar, then to you, Allah says in the Quran, wastaghfar. His response was, no thinking. Father said, think, na? Think! Take your time, in other words. And come back to me with your answer. Yes or no. He didn't think for one split second. If I'll, oh my father, if I'll ma tu'mar, do as you have been commanded. Now another question comes, Jamana, for the benefit of the people sitting here. How come this little boy, 10 years old, without the slightest hesitation, father says, son, I saw in my dream X, Y, Z. Think about it. Give me your opinion. You know, he's asking the child, do you agree to fulfill the dream that I saw by you being the victim of my knife in my hand? That's what he's saying. Think about it. And the son, without batting eyelid, do as you have been commanded. Now the point I'm raising here is, how many days did father spend with the son? I am suggesting most 1 week. Come on, 1 week is too long. You think in that 1 week father was able to tutor his son? Me konu kya hu and what am I, etc., etc., etc. And one hit like that, the son will say, alright, slaughter me. Is that possible? How was it that the son responded immediately? Simple friends, very simple. Use a little bit of akal here. Ibrahim leaves wife and son behind. Short while later, this place developed into a city. Thousands of people began to live here. Many, many children. All got fathers and mothers. Ismail got mother, but where's the father? You think the child didn't ask? Mommy or ma, whatever. Ya ummi. All got fathers, where's mine? So one of two answers, your father died. Inna illahi. Or your father went on some journey, he didn't come back here. See? What must she have explained to him? Who is your father? What is your father? What we are doing here? Why we are here? Long story short, what did the child learn? Your father is a great Nabi of Allah. Your father does nothing except the will of Allah. And it was the will of Allah that your father left us here. So your father does nothing without the will of Allah. Are you with me, my friends? So when he says, my son, I saw in my dream, I'm slaughtering you. What was the child's response? Mother's tuition. Here's a nice point, gentlemen. Whose tuition? Didn't we all learn what is the first university? Quickly, by. We busy earning the livelihood. Who is the one rearing that little child? It is the mother. And the mother is, the mother's lap is the first school and university, am I correct? So the tarbiyah starts from there. So Bibi Hajra played her role, therefore the son responded in this particular manner. I understood everybody? Subhanallah. Allah give us topic. Now let's go back. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. He's making one additional dua now. First Allah make the two of us Muslims. Tick. That means till we die. Sorry, I forgot one thing, very important. That moment came when Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, when the son said, carry on. The son is put on the ground, Quran says, Falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabeen. Falamma aslama. There's the word here now. Allah says, when both of them submitted to Allah's will, one was ready to slaughter and the other one ready to be slaughtered. And that actual moment came, that scene came. Ismail on the ground, tied up, and the blade is on the son's throat. In whose hand? Father's hand. And the motion started as in the dream. So Allah is saying, Falamma aslama, when both of them submitted to Allah's will. This Qurbani chapter was before the Kaaba building. I'm taking people somewhere. This Qurbani chapter was before the Kaaba building. When both submitted, now they submit to build the Kaaba. Now Ibrahim Islam's dua is what? Allah, forever must my son and I remain totally submissive to you. Understood? Now he's making one beautiful dua, Allahu Akbar. Allah, you know what? Now, perhaps in his mind he's thinking, this is my suggestion, that I'm an old man. It is the dua that I made to my Rabb. That Allah fulfilled my dua and gave me Ismail. Because go back to Quran. And you'll see here Allah telling us, that Ibrahim has his wife Sarah. She's gone dohi. You know what's beyond dohi? Beyond the age of hope. Quran used that kind of text. Beyond the age of hope. Of what hope? Becoming a mother. And he's almost on his way out. Who? He's going on the way out. Okay? Now it is Sarah that says, okay, Ibrahim, you are yearning for a child and I'm past the age of motherhood. Here's my young maid, Hajra, there's still some youth in her. Make nikah with her. Perhaps Allah will give you a child through her. So nikah is done. Ibrahim is busy, alayhi salam, going through the motions. My words, time is running out. For who? Quickly. They're following or you're sleeping? Time is running out for who? For Ibrahim alayhi salam. That just now, I'll reach the point of hopelessness and I will never be able. So he did whatever was nature. Then when he reached that point, he's on the way out, he picked up his hands, Rabbi habali minas salihin. Allah, now from your side, you blessed me with a pious son. And then it goes on. Okay? So now, as far as he's concerned, I am retired. My two wives are retired. The only hope I have is who now? Gentlemen, quickly. Smile. So look at the dua. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا. And Allah from our offspring. Who is the our? Me and Ismail. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. Produce a nation Muslima. What mean Muslima? Quickly, I thought you were just now. What? A totally submissive nation to you. Are you with me, my friends? He made the dua and who said the Ameen? Ismail. Alright? Before I proceed, our famous Moana Makki Saab, Damat Barakatum, this man has taught me a lot. Many ulama taught me, he taught me plenty. One of the things he taught me, one gem. He said, when Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua, where was he standing, gentlemen? Where was he standing? By the Kaaba. Which part? Black stone, Multa, Zam, the holiest spot on earth at that particular time. A spot where you guaranteed jo kuch manga mil gaya. Tick. Ibrahim alayhi salam is Allah from us produce an ummate Muslima. And for the ummate Muslima to cover Allah, send unto them a Rasul. He must come from them. That means my offspring. My meaning who? Where? Ismail. That Rasul must come from Ismail's chain. Tick. When our Nabi said, I am the result of the dua made by Ibrahim. There's it. This one. So, Moana Makki, you go back. In one of the talk, he said, you know, when he made this dua, Allah accepted dua immediately. But when did the realization, when did the fruits of the dua come into reality? Moana Makki said, Moana Imotala, 5,000 years later. He said, Isme kitna bada sabak hai? Me and you, we ask, it must fall from the sky right now. Can you, Moana, in passing this is, from Adam to Ibrahim, was there any Nabi greater than Ibrahim alayhi salam? See? Mr. Makra? No. From Ibrahim to Isa, was there any Nabi greater than Ibrahim? No. So before our Nabi came in the world, the greatest Nabi and Rasul of Allah was who? Ibrahim. The greatest Nabi standing at the most sacred spot, making such an important plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after displaying his absolute humility, and the result only appears when, and he doesn't see it with his eyes, when it comes, gentlemen, 5,000 years later, the Moana Makki, what he says, isme se sabak lo, make your dua, believe that my dua Allah accepted. Allah will give me the fruits of the dua when he feels it is best suited. Khala, chapter close. End of story. Tick. Alright, let's go further. Subhanallah. Now, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alright. Go Qurbani quickly. Allah goes on to tell us, when Ibrahim completed his dream, what he saw, ran the night. Okay? That Allah gave him one beautiful present. Anybody knows? وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah gave him as a present, Ibrahim, you put your knife on your son's throat for my love, then I will give you another son. Perhaps you believe you are on your way out. And the woman that made the sacrifice to allow you to marry another one, so that she could become the mother of your son, she needs to be given the reward as well. I, through my power and kudrat, will ensure that she will become the son of the reward which I'm giving you, you know, in exchange for Ismail. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ. And Quran talks about it. I'm going to keep referring here, friend, there's an objective, that will be, inshallah, will be the last line. Why I'm keep referring here? Okay. Quran talks about where the malaika were on the way, on a mission to destroy the Qawm of Lut. Allah said, just bypass. Not bypass, just make a transit stop over by Ibrahim, to inform him what you're doing, because Lut was his nephew, and give him the good news that he, his wife, Sarah, will become pregnant with a son. His name will be Ishaq. Open the Quran, you'll find there when the malaika made this statement and Hadra, Sarah is behind the parda, she gave us very cynical laugh. Like this, what they're talking about? I'm doing already. What they're talking nonsense? That kind of thing perhaps, I'm trying to imitate. But, the angel said, Qala kadhalik. Looks like that. But who's the creator? Allah's Qudrat Khalas, and there she fell pregnant, mashallah. And Allah from Ishaq produced Yaqub. And from Yaqub came how many sons, gentlemen? 12. And from the 12 sons he got the Bani Israel. And Allah sent in that Jamaat the thousands of Anbiya and the last one Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Now come this side. Ibrahim, Ismail, and learn something surprising. Most of you. After Ismail, till Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not one Nabi came in this world. And in that line. Only Asmal could have you sorted out, right? Not one Nabi. I'm a masti wala, I like to make masti. Friends of mine like Muhammad and few others, I like to chew their brains. I said, Mauli sahab, tell me something. Allah sent in his heart's progeny, thousands of Nabi. Allahu Akbar. Look at this side. Ibrahim, Ismail, zero. How come not one? And the bichara stressed there. I mean, I know the answer, so you take advantage. But the thing is to make them think. You ever thought about it, Kaji? Not thought about it. Think about it now. If Allah sent a single Nabi after Ismail in his line, then this dwarf Ibrahim would have went to that side. Allah produced from us an ummah muslima. For the ummah muslima to come about, send unto them a rasul, minhum he'll come from them. So if anybody came, chapter close. Our Nabi statement, I am the result of the dua made by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Understood, gentlemen? Now let's see what else Ibrahim alayhi salam said regarding that rasul gonna come. My family from by Ismail. Thick, alright? Yachlu alayhim. Yachlu? Y'all won't know. Tilawat y'all know. Y'all know tilawat, Osman? What tilawat? What mean tilawat? Quickly. I can't hear you, Kadi. Recite what? One poetry. You know, it's a word exclusive to Quran, am I correct? If a man open Bukhari, he won't say, I'm making tilawat of Bukhari, he won't say that. Tilawat, you and I know, is a term exclusive for what? For Quran. In like manner, when you say, boy, turn up and read on Qirat there, he'll read one poetical verse, Baba Black Sheep. He will read Quran because the word Qirah and Tilawa is where? Keep this word in front of you, remind me afterwards on these two words, right? He will make tilawa unto them of what, Allah? Ayatika, your statements. Read the statements. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitab. In brackets, eventually all those statements will be put together to form a manuscript. Then that Rasul will teach them the meaning of your words. Two things here, gentlemen. He will recite your words and teach them the meaning. And what else he'll do? Well, hikmata, he will teach them the application of those words and meaning. Three things here. Recite the words, one, explain the meaning, two, how to apply it in life, number three. And what else he will do? Wa yuzakkihim. He will purify them from all kind of negative. And what's the biggest negative? Shirk. And what's the lowest one? Well, no. Insincerity. Ghairi ikhlas. Show. That's the bottom one. So all kind of negative, he will purify them. And look at our Nabi's life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doesn't that compose of that? Okay. Let me teach you something else quickly, Yana. I said to you, he will read the words. And he will teach them the meaning of the words. Leave the words, let's take one letter. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Translation, indeed we sent. What down, people? Where's our Quran? Show me that. Where is it? Indeed, we sent it down in the night of Qadr. And what will teach you, make you know, inform you about the night of, or what you know about it? The night of Qadr is greater than 1,000 months. In that night, angel and ruh come down with Allah's commandments and so on. It's a night of peace until the morning. Show me the word Qur'an. And you all jump into the Qur'an Sharif. Go to Ibrahim again. He will read the word and teach the meaning. Am I right? So when we ask the question, Allah's Rasul, inna anzal, now that pronoun, who, where is it directed to? Of course the clue is in the sending it down. Allah sent down rain to anzalna minas samai man tahura, and we send down pure water from the heavens. Am I right? So inna anzalna, indeed we send down rain in that of Qadr, that it means that too. We send down your sustenance in Ayat Qadr. So what is that? It. Our Nabi said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what's it? Quran. Therefore, now you say Quran, now you're right. So just as I say, Quran is not good enough. Okay. Alright, let's go further on. So the other question in passing, Allah said He sent the Quran down Qadr night, but when does the Qadr night come? Because we got 355 days in the year. So to give us a clue, what Allah said, the month of Ramadan is that month in which they send the Quran down. When Allah said He sent the Quran down, and I'll show you something else, He sent the entire Quran down or bit by bit. Original meaning is, Allah sent the entire Quran down, bayans you heard over the years, all you people, Muhammadi and gang from here, same bayan you hear. Allah sent the entire Quran down from Lohe Mahfuz, Jibreel, take the Quran from there and take it right down and the Asman of Dunya. And then when our Nabi came in the world, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he reached the age of 40, Allah said, Jibreel, now go into that house where the entire Quran copy is now kept. Right? Not book now, it was one sheet. Now go there and take one piece from there. From there to there and take it to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tick? Now let's go on that direction quickly. Allah that became in the world sallallahu alaihi wasallam 5,000 years later. He's born to Amina. Father is Abdullah. Long history. He's now 40 years old. He's in the cave of Hira. What's he doing there? Anyone knows? Kadi? I told one fellow, sit front of me, Samana, you will ask me questions. Sit far from me. My friends, that is how we learn. Come on. What is the question I forgot? What was he doing in the cave? What are these people doing here in the, behind these white coffin sheets here? What are they doing there in the back? Huh? Meditation. MashaAllah, very good. They divorced themselves temporarily from the dunya, starting with the wife and children in the works, am I correct? To do what? To focus their mind towards Allah. And by taking His name repeatedly, want to connect with Him. One thing, there's no SIM card fee for connection by free. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did he go to the mountain? Why he went to the cave? In that 40 years of that, he looking around, Allah, look at the condition of my people. There's a long history there. You all got an idea, na? He wanted to find solution to the problem that is around him. And the only one that can provide solution is who? The Creator. Friends, there is the Kaaba in front of him. Why Muhammad is not to Allah? Come on. The same mushrikeen of Makkah who 365 days or 350 days of the year were making shirk, when they put on the haram, what did they say, friends? What did they say? Luqman? Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Be it Umrah or be it Hajj. There's no time for detail. They used to go Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, the work. If you open Quran, you'll see all that. They used to go and make Hajj because their grandfather promoted that, started that. Just that they deviated, they gave Allah pension. You collect pension, Allah, we will now focus on this thing. But yet, the building was there to remind them. Put on haram, when they used to go round the Kaaba, answer this question if you can. Were they making tawaf of the idols or tawaf of Baytullah? Quickly. Baytullah. Not one person made tawaf idol rakhna. They made tawaf of Baytullah. So Allah was in the equation. Just that they added couple of partnership there and sold the shares. Right? That's called shirk. So our Nabi knows this house owner Allah. And the same Meccan community, 45 or 50 days before Nabi was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that Yemeni ruler came to bulldoze the Baytullah, and the leader of the community was Nabi's grandfather. He said, listen, we cannot defend Baytullah against such a massive and huge army. We got no chance. Best thing, all of us evacuate and hit, take the mountain, take cover there. Because he came to demolish, we start the way, he can do his job, he can move it up. But the night before the attack, the grandfather comes by Baytullah. He said, Allah. He wasn't a mushrik. Allah. This is your house. We don't have the power to defend your house against this particular invading army. Allah, it's beyond Allah, we beg you, or I am begging you, Allah, you defend your own house. Without detail here. When he goes up the mountain in the morning when the attack begins, you all know the detail, وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ. As the army is moving, and they were still, you know, past Arafah is Muzdalifah, am I correct? Now somewhere in between, I can't remember right now, between Muzdalifah Arafat or between Muzdalifah and Mina. Somewhere in between, I think it's between Arafat and Muzdalifah. There is a valley there. But now Nabi was passing that valley in his Hajj. He told Sahaba, my word, turbocharge. Put your foot down, kick down, move it, pass from here. What's it? This is the place Allah destroyed the army of elephants. The asar of the azab is still here. In passing, he taught us, never go to a venue or a place where Allah's azab descended. And the kuffar community in the name of tourism and those who got skin problems, these come to the Dead Sea. La hawla wa la. You all know why the sea is dead. It passed away. Why it passed away? Allah's azab descended there. The asar is still there. And we were not going to spend tourism. The Nabi taught us, move it up. Pass. Okay. Alright, let's carry on. The Quraysh were sitting on the mountain, they witnessed the entire scenario, how the Ababil came and how the, what do you call, Ababil bombarded the whole army, and Allah says, فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَأَصْفٍ مَعْكُولْ. By that time, the birds were gone, my word, these are, they were mincemeat. Kashumar. The word Allah is like sawdust, because Sahaba didn't know what mincemeat. They knew meat, not mince. They knew meat, but not mince. But they knew when the cows and the goats and the camels, when they eat the grass. Come on, what happened? All the crumbs of the grass, you know, it settles there. And what we call it, our language, we call it sawdust. So the modern translation of that, they became like sawdust. And to make the impact on you, Allah made them mince meat. And they saw it. Go in tafsir of that particular surah and Mufassirin say, for next 10 years from that date, the mushrikeen of Makkah gave talaq temporary. Talaq-e-raji. to all the 360 idols. For 10 solid years, they only made puja of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And back it came. Okay? He's 40 years old now, and he's in the cave. What's he doing? They want to connect. And we know the history. For roughly 6 months he was going up and down, days and nights, and finally it was in Ramadan, it was late night, and long story short, and Allah sent the angel down, with what words? Quickly. What's the meaning of Ikra, gentlemen? Recite what, gentlemen? Make Qiraat, come on, make Qiraat. Qiraat of what, on poetry? You know, the other day, and happens all the time, modern, even ulama too, when they were, you know, when they have an agenda, and I take exception, I'm saying it loud and clear, it will be recorded there, you can pass it on. I take exception. When people deviate from the actual command of Allah, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, to promote their agenda, you must read books. You must widen your horizons of knowledge. Don't follow the ulama blindly. Read yourself and teach yourself. I get very cross. I'll teach you something now. Allah said in that initial, Ya Muhammad in brackets, Iqra. Recite, read. What? Again in brackets. The words which I will reveal unto you in one word is called Quran. And before you start reading, take the name of your Rabb. And what's the response to that? Bismillah. Original response, when he responded, Bismika Allahumma, and then formal Allah sent down Bismillah on the whole entire ayat. The key word is now, you must say Bismillah. Just those two words enough for time being. Bismillah. Take the name of your Rabb. And who's your Rabb? Alladhi khalaq. The one who created. My friends, think about it. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. The mushrik. Put on ihram for umrah or hajj or go around Baytullah, labbaik, I am present. Allahumma, Allah's name is there. It was so easy for Allah to say, Ya Muhammad, recite Al-Quran taking the name of Allah. Allah didn't do that. Allah said, recite Al-Quran in brackets, taking the name of your Rabb. What kind of Rabb? The one who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. He created man from a clot of congealed blood, so to speak. Now, was that command to read only men to him and keep it to himself? What was he required to do? To turn around and rewind and, what's the term we use quickly? Replay what? The same words that Allah revealed to him. And think carefully now. Allah is so wise. He didn't say take Allah's name. Take the name of your Rabb. The one who created, he created man from a clot of blood. Now what is Allah, why is Allah using this particular method? Muhammad must go out there and say, oh people, these objects that you worship are the products of your own hands. You should rather focus your worship and devotion to the one who is your creator. And not only create, the one after creating you, what did he do? Sustained you. I'll give you one, two examples, inshallah. How many minutes gone by? 2 hours, inshallah, you may talk. I'll teach you something, and it's all from Quran. Allah is saying, ثُمَّ خَلَقَنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقَنَا الْمُضْغَةَ إِضَامًا فَكَسُونَ الْإِضَابَ لَحْمَا. Allah says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ السُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Read all these ayats. The other day I made the people laugh, I'll make you laugh. Surah Al-Tariq, Allah is saying, فَلْيَنْظُرِ, and man should ponder how he was created. From what he was created. خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ. He was created from water that came gushing forth in squirts. Rings a bell, gentlemen? Where it came from? I am not saying Quran is saying. خُلِقَ مِن مَعِن دَعْفِ يَخْرُجُ مِن بَيْنِ السُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَيْنِ That water came from between your spine and your front bone. Yes, between. See? So what made people laugh? I said, you saw an AK-47 when you press the trigger, how the barrel shakes and vibrates as the bullets fly. That's exactly the same Allah is saying. خُلِقَ مِن مَعِن دَعْفِ Think about it. Where was you and I at one time in history? If I am 67 now, 68 years ago, I was in my father's body. Then I was transferred, خُلِقَ مِن مَعِن دَعْفِ from there into my mother. And where did I end up? I met my food along the way in the fallopian tube. And where did the food come from? From the ovary. Who created it? Allah. They call that the egg. So me and my food supply, we met in the fallopian tube. And then we fused together. I dived into the food, mashallah. And as that thing came down the roller coaster, that little tiny ball finally got attached in my mother's lining. Just when that food supply got exhausted, Allah connected me to my mother's womb and Allah opened that food supply. And for 9 solid months, Allah put me through a process. Alaqa, mudgha. And when I was complete, Allah said, right, A.R. Khan, time to come in the world now. The beauty was, in that 9 months, who protected me? Who cherished me? Who provided the means for my sustenance? خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ Are you with me? So Allah is saying, look at your origin, A insan, where you came from. What a beautiful method. See? Now when I came in the world, my mother said, let's have a braai and give A.R. Khan one nice bone to eat. Is that what happened? Allah in His mercy provided food and nourishment via my mother's breast. Yes or no? And then shortly thereafter, the teeth began to come. Am I correct? 7, 18 months down the line, and now, once the teeth appeared, now I qualify to eat something not soft. Am I correct? Well, now, where the food came from? Allah says, all came from where? From the ground. And like Mufti Desai said the other day in the morning, on the Juma Bayan last week, I was there. The Surah Waqia is a, Moana, you get time to discuss. Tell them, where Allah says, did you create? What does Allah create? Do you produce the crop from the ground? What do you do? You merely plant the seed. So my father and my mother 67 years ago happened, that's all. Uske baad, who took over, gentlemen? You and me, same story. Just in passing, 1-2 minutes. A friend of mine phoned me some years back, and student as well, where the medical person told this particular patient, okay, you know what, the baby in your womb is faulty, we have to now, I'm strongly advising you termination of pregnancy. And it was past 4 months. And this particular patient, Bichari, she was so concerned sad to say, it's a disease out there. When doctors say the child is faulty, termination, bismillah, carry on. But there are those with a conscience. What do I answer to my Allah? And then they also got a problem. If Moana can't give fatwa, then no problem. Who said Moana can't say, carry on? Like Ramzan, before the doctor sitting here. Just before Ramzan, the surgeries were full, you know that. The doctors coined it, mashallah. You know why they coined it? Because people who didn't want to bunk Roza, doc, you know what, I got this blood pressure here, this pain this side there, and I feel thirsty, and by level of doc, my stomach pained, it burns inside. Oh, boy, you got ulcer, you mustn't fast, eh? So, doctor said mustn't fast. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So, you need to get one fatwa. So this lady, Allah bless her, Fiyami. She consulted your study, I'll give you in a nutshell. And I went to the house, took my wife with, husband, wife, and I started my short bath. I said, look, first thing, who made you pregnant, girl? Your husband? I said, before you fell pregnant, how many times your husband came to you? Plenty, ne? So what does that tell you? Why didn't fall pregnant? Why now? Now the condition of a child, who did that? And Quran says in Surah Hud. Just literally Quran. Where Allah decides child faulty, not faulty, full term, in pregnancy, child dies after that, will live long life. All is mentioned there. So who decides? He. So if the child is faulty, who decided that? What? Allah. You are in control. Now, look at the child is, in the womb is now 4.5 months. Our Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once the child completes the term in the stomach of 120 days, Allah orders the malaika who in charge of ruh, now infuse the ruh in that body of the child. So it means our Nabi said, before 4 months, 119 days, child is lifeless, 120 got life. So I said, listen, you know what, if you follow doctor's instruction, you're going to commit murder. And you know my friends, I told them, Allah gave you Jannah ticket in your hand. If the child does die, inshallah, you go and stay Jannah after you die. I'm sorry, you know, on Qiyamah Day. If perchance you go on Jahannam, perchance, that child will take you out. Allah gave you Jannah ka ticket, what are you doing with it? And where are you going to end up? وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ I say, you destroy your Jannah ticket, you're going to Jahannam. Allah's kindness, they maintained my guidance and at the expense of me getting one strong abusive letter from the doctor. None of your business, Maulana Khan, why are you interfering? So my attitude was like it. And the tragedy, Maulana was a very prominent Muslim doctor. He's doing his thing. I did my thing. And mashallah, she did give birth and child did pass away. Yes. But kaam ban gaya hai. Yes or no? So Allah is using this introduction. Focus your attention there. In fact, how much? Kitna baja hai? Time up. Now this man says time up, but I'll take 10 minutes to conclude inshallah. The other day I spoke for 2 hours, Maharaj. They didn't mind, but you all are minding it. Okay. No. Look, if anybody wants to go, I'm sure the car is not blocking you, can go, no problem. Look, my friends, I'll just run fast now. When our Nabi Sallam came to the people, long story short, to explain, because he went to first person, he spoke to Khadija, but you go after, people are now listening to what, you know, hearing Muhammad says in the cave there, he had this ajeeb experience when angel came and inspiration came and wahi came. Now, this was unheard of. Remember, no Nabi came in that society. So what they know what is wahi? Long story short. Far-fetched. He must be mad. Listen carefully. He must be mad. And all are making the same fatwa. Must be mad. I'm telling you, you know, Muhammad, you're mad. Now, if a whole crowd tells you a particular negative statement, believe you me, you will actually believe I am mad, therefore they're calling him mad. You see Qadi Sahib sitting there. Hipstar is still doing that. Parat on Hipstar. I'm just going to use an example, you know. Some years ago, there was carnival came to town and all the Hipstar ladies want to go for the carnival. They're all by Qadi Sahib. And Qadi Sahib won't give them chutti. So they made a plan on Bryce Park like AR Khan. Tomorrow morning, as we enter, we must go in one by one. Assalamu alaikum, Qadi Sahib, tabiyat kaam chahe. Before, assalamu alaikum, and salam, but now, aadhe hoon chahe bhai, Qadi Sahib, tabiyat kaam chahe. And they planned it such, in sequence. Qadi Sahib, you don't look well. Qadi Sahib, you're looking very sick. Qadi Sahib, look at you, you've gone terrible. Qadi Sahib really got sick. You'll actually believe that you're mad. Now he's not sick. Now who will certify him not sick? The expert? When the whole town literally called Muhammad Majnoon, he believed he is Majnoon, who will sort him out and say, Ya Muhammad, you're not mad. Allah sent Wahi number 2. Surah Noon, Wal Qalami wa ma yasturun, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi Majnoon. Ya Muhammad, I take qasam of the qalam and those who write. And whatever they write, You, Ya Muhammad, by the grace of your Rabb, you not mad. When Allah said, you not mad, finish chapter, close, man. Short while later, Allah said, now, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. Oh, you wrapped in a blanket, stand up in the night and what must do? Pray, make ibadat. Half night, quarter, all that, skip all that. Thick. Then came number four. Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir. Kum fa'andhir. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. One point. Oh, wrapped in a blanket or sheet, stand up and warn the people against, in bracket, evil. This is where the dawah started. When he stood on that hill, iske baad came Suratul Fatiha. When he stood up on the hill, to make the dawah to the entire town, one go, Mount Safa. When he called the people, come, I have something important to say. Who was the first one to react negatively against him? You all know. What was his name, people? Hey, Muhammad. What was his name? Huh? Abu Lahab. What did he do? Two things. As he bent down to pick up a rock and hurl it, full toss, he said, Muhammad, may your two hands break, may you perish, na'udhu billahi min zalik. Is this why you called us here? And that rock went flying. It struck Nabi on the chest. He was hurt. Now come, we are normal people. If somebody swears you, Mr. Omar, what will you do? Same to you. And that's the least we'll say. You won't be so vulgar, but you'll say same to you. Like one time, when some Jews, they said, Ya Muhammad, Assalamu Alaikum. So he said, Wa Alaikum, same to you. And Bibi Aisha took off, machine gun fire. Bang, bang, bang. Now, cursed Nabi, Abu Lahab. What is Abu Lahab and Nabi's connection? What mean uncle? Father's brother's son, Chacha. Chacha condemned him and abused him and cursed him. Nature cursed him back. Allah mentioned in the previous kitab that one of the qualities of Muhammad is he doesn't curse anybody. وَلَا يَجَزِي بِسَيَّدِ سَيَّدِ. He never returns evil with evil. Plus, second point, who is that man there? That's his uncle. If your father swears you, will say same to you. Your father's brother swears you, will say same to you. Doesn't matter. He's wrong. Fine, you put your head down. Zip. Hala. But the manner and the tone of this evil man was so horrible. Allah took it upon himself. Tabbat yada abi lahabiyu wa tabba. Abu Lahab in brackets, you curse my beloved Muhammad. Well, Allah is telling you, you destroy. Your destruction is so horrible. Sayasla naran zatalab. Guaranteed, I am telling you, Abu Lahab, you going to Jahannam, your fate is doomed. You eternally khalas. Do you understand? And we know the end of it. Abu Lahab did go. Just in passing quickly, one miracle of the Quran. After this surah came down, Abu Lahab lived for roughly 13, 14 years. He died after Badr, not in Badr, after Badr. In that 13, 14 year period, just for argument's sake, just to prove Muhammad false, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all Abu Lahab had to do was to say, Muhammad, you know what? Because our Nabi, when he started promoting, he used to say, Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Anybody who says, la ilaha illallah, say jannah. You're not talking heart, you're just talking, bring it on your tongue and you are a jannah. Why that stance? They were so dedicated to the stone and the gods, for them to say that was mushkil. So at least when they bring it as the first step of negating that. So Abu Lahab, just for argument, just to score point against the Nabi, he said, hey Muhammad, your Quran said and that I'm going to go to Jahannam forever. Well, I'll show you a point. I'm not going, la ilaha illallah. Got it. Understand me now. I hope you understood me. He never got the tawfiq to even say that. Allah sealed his faith. Do you understand? So 23 years later, mashallah, the entire Quran was complete. And in that 23 period, as the Quranic verses came down, Sahaba-e-Kiram applied that to the letter as taught, as directed, as explained by Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi Wasallam, a nice question comes to mind. In the 23 period, there was no Quranic copy, you all know that. Then where was it? It was in two places. There was no copy of Quran like this. Or even in the primitive form. Where was the Quran then? One, it was here. And two, it was in the body. The Quran was reflecting in the amal. When the Quran is lived by the action, do they need copy of this? Think about it. And how did the Quran maintain its revival or maintain itself? Very simple. In the daily salah, what was Allah's order? فَقَرَوْا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْ Read Quran. What was the objective? To revise Allah's message all the time. This Ramadan and Taraweeh, Allah, beautiful. Excellent. Because this is the only part of the year when the entire Quran is recited, am I correct? From A to Z. And what's the objective? Objective is not man qama Ramadan, iman wa ihtisaba. That's not the objective. That is giving you incentive. If you make Taraweeh, if you stand Qiyamul Layl, I will forgive your sins. That is something. What was the objective? Is to revise Allah's message continuously. Why are we told to keep reading Quran? All the time, daily, in namaz, out of namaz, is to revive or revise Allah's ahkam and laws. Maybe we were in Makkah, maybe in Medina, maybe we heard the audio CDs. At a particular point, the imam and many of the congregation, they burst into, what happened? I'm asking what happened. MashaAllah, we had an example there in NMJ. One night, one of the hafizah, he's reading Nuh alayhi salam, innahu laysa min ahlik, fala tas'alni ma laysa. He burst out. People wondering after the morning, why did he cry? He's hafizah, but he understood that particular statement. Fasting Allah, Nuh alayhi salam, he said, by Allah, that son is not your family. Because he's on the wrong track. Allah, do not make me or anyone my family. And there's the tears. Qari Safsan the other night. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ ثَلَاثِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْمَزِيدِ وَأُصْدِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدِ هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ It goes on. He burst out. The boy was for a couple of minutes barabara. Now he's half a metric student. I'm wondering, mashallah, this is good, man. So after namaz, my neighbor, Mawana, what? I said, inshallah, I'll give you a bayan just now. So open the Quran, I said, let me see quickly now. Two things were there that affected him. Allah refers to Qiyamah Day when Allah will put all the Jahannamis in Jahannam. Allah will say, Halim Talati, are you full? And Jahannam will say, so casual, like nothing happened. Allah is the enemy, I got plenty of place in brackets. And then Allah says, Jannat will be brought close to the Muttaqeen. There was Jahannam there, there is Jannat brought here. What is the cry about? Allah, how I wish I am among this group where Jannat is brought close to me. So Quran, revision, reading, the objective is simple. To understand Allah's message, commandments, revive it, and bring into our lives. Look at Surah Fatiha, I'm ending now. Why Allah put Surah Fatiha in namaz? Every namaz, come on. First Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ Indeed, we gave you, Ya Nabi Muhammad, such verses, seven verses often repeated is there. So now you'll understand why we use Surah Fatiha in the namaz all the time. Allah's hukum. How many times a day people with farz, only farz, come on. 17, am I right? Nafil sunnah, how many? 48. And then Ramzan, add another 20 more. How many? 68. Now we are the shortcut, guys. We are the shortcut. The Tarawih 20 you make. Now why? Why? Oh, we're hearing it all the time. Say, what is the reason? Look at the meaning of the beautiful surah. All praise belongs to Allah, Rabbul Alamin, creator and sustainer of the entire universe. Allah, you great. Allah, while you great, you are also merciful. And Malik Yawmiddin, straight to bring you to reality. Okay? He is the owner of Qiyamah, has to account him. When our Nabi said, when a person, inna salata tanha, quickly, indeed, salah got the power to keep away from evil and indecency. Now you say, how? Here's an example how. When we are conscious, realize, ke I have to account to my Allah, Malik Yawmiddin, in the namaz, now it's rehearsed, when you come out, must be a change, am I correct? And bring you all the time, repeat over and over again, what happened to you now? You came on track. And all, there was one, I forgot the crime, there was one sahabi used to commit a particular crime, and someone said, Allah, Nabi, this fellow is a criminal, he does X, Y, all that. He said, don't worry, namaz, he read namaz. He said, don't worry, inna salat, and happened like that. Now he was an Arab, he understood the meaning, was paying attention, you and me. In fact, sometimes we come in, and when we come out, we worse than before. Because we never took the time to figure out, understand what he said. My appeal to you now, two appeals I got. Number one, don't think what I'm telling you is for the small lighting, is for these people as well. Get some molisab to teach you in English your entire salah from your near till the end, with the surah meanings. So when you stand the musalla, while you read, your mind will also parallel, focus on the word that you are reciting, and believe me, your namaz will be far better than before. Number two, there was a time, 50 years ago, you could count the Maulvis in Durban on this hand. Leave that one there, on this one. Maulana Umarji, Ramatullah Ali, Maulana Ansari Ramatullah Ali, Maulana Abdul Qadir, I'm talking Durban only, eh? And Maulana Luth Ramatullah Ali, and perhaps Maulana Muslim, finish, chapter close. If you look at the case at then, we'll have some change here. I'm talking ulama. And what we got today, mashallah? You can't even count them, right? So many ulama and no education. I am urging all of you, we need to take out the time and make an effort to understand Allah's message. When we do that, we'll be fulfilling that Nabi's dua, which was focused and, you know, in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 23 years, he did all three. Read the Quran, taught the meaning, taught the application. Sahaba Kiram responded 100%. There was perhaps 0.001, some slackness on the part of one here and there. And that was a lesson. As a lesson, if they didn't make the mistake, how will you know how to do what? That one sahabi bichara, he came in Ramzan, Allah's Rasul, I broke my roza, I went to my wife. I don't think, Maulana, agree with me please, yeah? There was any other sahabi who broke his roza besides this one. Only one. What is the objective? For us, for Nabi to teach us, and teach them first, and us afterwards. If this happens to you, what's the implication? What you will do to make amends? So this sahaba ikram, my dear friends, it was their language they understood. It's not our language. Don't make excuse, I can't understand. Today, bottom line, you got enough translations, but you can't go on your own. If it was so easy for you to read translation, Nabi wouldn't have come in the world. We need the Nabi. Yes, that's good guidance, but we need the Nabi. We mean now, we need the ears of the Anbiya and the ulama are the ones. So catch the ulama, catch them by the ears, so to speak. Say, Maulana, take our time. We got a small group here. You are going to teach us once a week or whatever you, Quran. Take some basic surahs, the one that you read in Salah. Start with that and go on the other one. And when you do that, make dua ki Allah, just as your beloved Nabi taught Sahaba Ikiram, the Quran, and taught them the application, Allah, through this alim, do likewise for us. And just as they made amal, ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make amal as well. And this is a joke I'm ending. Just to give you an idea. It's not a real story, but just, I saw it in the magazine some years ago. There was this one shop, example, Grey Street, Basaj. And Mohan Asma standing there, Gana Pagati. So, once a week or once 10 days, one beautiful, she'll come out first in the contest. She used to go past. She used to go Randri's pharmacy. Regular Gharak. Now, where is pharmacy? You get caught just now. And Asma look at her. It's a regular thing. Eh? So one day, curious about the matter, he said, lady, pardon me, excuse me, forgive me, but I have to ask you a question. So she paused. Yes, uncle. You're going regular to pharmacy. Who's sick? Because you look sick at all. Somebody sick? So no, neither am I sick, nor anybody at home is sick. Then, what's it? She said, no, you see, my fiancé, he's a doctor. He sent me a note every now and then, which only a pharmacist can read. I took that joke, Moana, and I use it all the time. But very funny, Mr. Wait. Doctors writing only pharmacists can read. Nobody else. So that bichari, to know what her beloved wrote to her, had to find someone who could decipher that. What are you and I doing? What are we doing? What effort are you making to get hold of somebody who will explain and decipher to us Allah's kalam? Today we are in that age, believe you me, if you drop that today and Allah questions you, oh so and so, what effort you made to understand my message, you got no excuse. Maybe 50 years ago Allah, like I said, 5 maulvis that time, Khalas. You got no excuse at all. And mashallah, technology is so advanced. I'm sure many of you seated here, perhaps you got in your cell phone the entire Quran. My cell phone got it. And I'll shock you when I tell you, in my little phone at home, that's at home now, the entire Maarif, the entire Ibn Kasir is there. Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Ibn Kanam, suna you people. Heard that name, y'all. No, y'all know, yeah? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. For you, the lay people, for me, the layman, right now, the best Quran translation and tafsir in English is the one by Mufti Ashiq Ilahi, translated by Mufti Ilyas's team. There is no one to match that one, believe you me. And that I got on my cell phone. What am I telling you? My wife gets cross, Naeem. Because I'm obsessed with that. You mentioned the computer. The obsession is there. Allah must keep that. Now you got no excuse. When are we going to give ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I think with these few words I end now my talk. And we make dua ke Allah ta'ala with the barakat of what I have said, the barakat of Ramadan. Allah jalla shanu give us the realization that first and foremost we owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an important duty in submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in submit to Him in the manner shown by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dua. Ustad hukum karta hai Naeem Mutala, dua kareem.
اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت Oh my most beloved Allah, forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, major sins, minor sins, all types of sins we have committed, Ya Allah. Remove the filth from our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the understanding of the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us understand the Quran, the tafsir. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, of sitting and understanding with an alim, Ya Allah, the injunction and the ahkamat, what's mentioned in the Holy Quran, and the messages, Ya Allah, so that we can bring it to our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and our children also, may give them the understanding of the Quran and Majid, Ya Allah, our wives, our family members, our relatives, Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us in the month of Ramadan, the last few days are left, Ya Allah. Don't deprive any person, Ya Allah, of your maghfirah, of your mercy, your rahmat, Ya Allah. Give us best of the dunya and the best of akhirat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.